This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy for the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us, and to do so under grace. We do that by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be the instruments of peace. I'm very grateful that you've been guided to serve, to join this sacred circle, to do this holy work, as the word sacred means today, for yourself and for others. You know, we are now approaching the last few days of 2008. It's a very special time. So our message today really addresses that from my experience at this point in time. Before we start our meditation, we usually start with a message from God. I'd like to share it from the book of the same title, Only Through Forgiveness for Yourself and Others Can You Be All You Are Meant to Be. Only through forgiveness for yourself and others can you be all you are meant to be. Especially at this time as we approach the end of this year, it's a perfect time to focus on forgiveness so we may clear whatever we are holding on to in 2008 and move into 2009 as a clean slate, ready to begin anew. No matter what you may have experienced in life in this year, no matter what another, a parent, a sibling, a friend, a boss, a spouse, may have done or not done to or for you, how you respond from your heart or your head, from love or fear, from compassion or criticism, affects the creation of all things in your life. I'm talking physical and material. I'm talking health, wealth, and happiness. Give up anger, fear, upset, anxiety, holding back, shame for your joy and well-being. You hold the key to fully expressing your light, your gift, your beingness, and realizing your true destiny. To forgive, to give up for, to forgive another, to forgive yourself, is to be unconditional love. And all things that we truly desire, all what we call good things, come with a full, happy, peaceful heart. That is unconditional love. We'll keep that message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to relax your body, across your feet, your arms. Open yourself up to be the divine, radiating center of love who you are. Perhaps open your arms wide open, your feet flat on the floor. Really embrace your divine being, your angelic being. See your arms as your angel wings, wide open, opening naturally when you do that your chest, and breathe. You have infinite space for infinite breath. The healing light of the universe. Simply breathing in pure peace, harmony, and prosperity. Watch it as it flows into your center of your being like a ribbon of light. Feeling the peace with every breath. And knowing that as you breathe this in, you're releasing all the old breath, all the old stuff. This cleansing breath that you're breathing in automatically pushes out the used up breath. And I share with you that this is the perfect moment to realize that you're breathing in love and releasing anything that is other than love. Any old stuff that you have held on to, knowingly or unknowingly. Any old stuff that has poisoned the beauty who you are, that has created shadows within you, any darkness now. Simply breathe into your heart center. For this is the center that sends out the light to all the other centers of energy within your being. Breathing into your heart center, pure golden white light. And see it shine like a flashlight within your heart. Shining pure love on any shadows, crevices, corners of your heart that have been harboring any unexpressed emotions, past hurts, regrets, disappointments in another, in yourself. Simply bathe this stuff within the purity this golden white light, as you breathe into your heart center, allow your breath, allow the wisdom inside of you to simply shine the light of truth. And as it lightens up the shadows and darkness inside, they simply melt in the brilliance of love. Shining the love inside, you know those situations, those people, the situations where you didn't necessarily like how you responded. There is a higher way, and it comes when you give up the regret you have about how you acted, what you said, what you didn't do. Simply let it go now with your breath. Breathe into it to see the light. Simply dissolve it now. Like raindrops on a mountain, the soft, soft raindrops dissolve the hardness of the mountain. Reshape it to the perfection that it is, allowing the light inside to shine more brilliantly. That is who you are. That is the gift that you've been given. That is the space we are in right now. Giving up that hardness, whatever form it has taken, for you to be the brilliant light of love who you are. Simply seeing those situations, those appearing missteps, mistakes. Some may call them sins, although I do not. Simply releasing them with love. The people who seem to send you barbs right into your heart, simply dissolve that now and know that you allowed yourself to take it on. And you may release it now and release them now. For whether they meant to or not to hurt you, you took it on. You allowed yourself to be hurt. Let it go. Breathe into that situation. See that you were not who you really are. You took on some other aspect of what you felt you were supposed to be at that time. It is not your full expression of love. When you are love, you are not Velcro for everyone else's emotions. You become Teflon, and you release all those things that are not who you are, and you do so under grace, as we are doing now. You have the ability to cook up wonderful things, but nothing sticks on you that brings any harm and toxins into you. And so we breathe. We breathe in the light of pure love, the light of healing, the light of peace, harmony, and prosperity. And release all those situations, all those people, all those emotions that we took on that became poison when we held on to them. We got burnt and we got harmed. And they festered, and we release them now with the purity, the intensity of pure love, and do so under grace, melting it now, all those things, with the purity of giving them up for the truth of our being to shine through brilliantly now, under grace. For us to embrace the inner wisdom who we are, to respond when these kinds of situations and people may appear again from a higher place, a place that knows who we are. A beautiful, brilliant child of God, filled with love, and we respond from love, not just for them, but love for ourselves first. When we have compassion and love and confidence with who we are, we may respond from this higher place of love for others and let them go before we may allow them to come in and poison our being in any way. Continue to breathe in pure divine love now, simply melting away with this purity of your breath, the brilliance of your light, all those situations, circumstances, emotions that you've allowed yourself to take on. It all happens in your heart center. And as you continue to shine the light of this beautiful golden white light inside of you, inside your own heart center, see it become whole, one pure radiating circle, globe of light. You're shining this golden white light inside of your heart center. Perhaps it is beautiful green or pink, whatever color. The color doesn't matter as much as the clarity of the color. There are no shadows. There is no darkness. Pure light is shining through. Your light, the beingness of who you are. Feel that lightness. See that brilliance. Be in awe of your brilliance, your incredible, infinite beauty, the pure being who you are. Being. Being is to be one with the spirit of who you are. Human being. Human is the physical. Being is the spiritual. We are simply cleansing anything that has gotten in the way of your allowing the full expression of the divine being, spirit, who you are. Breathe into your beingness now. See yourself with pure eyes of love. Feel and see the clarity of who you are, knowing that you are grace, you are love, you are spirit, you are wholeness, you are integrity, you are peace, you are harmony, you are infinite prosperity, and you are infinite possibilities. You are a divine being. You are a radiating center of love. You are an instrument of peace. And all is well. Simply be one with your beingness at the center of your being now. Feel that love radiate out to every cell and atom of your being, to your toes, your fingertips, the top of your head, and every hair on your head. Feel that love, that purity, that peace that resides inside of you. Bless it and thank it now for allowing you to be in this perfect place now, to allow yourself to cleanse yourself, to reactivate what is just there waiting for you to call on it again and again from a place of expectancy with a childlike innocence and wonder, knowing this, that is always there for your good at every moment. Choose beingness. Especially at those times when your humanness seems to get the most and the best of you. Come on back. Reconnect. Breathe inside, cleanse the shadows and dark spots, and see the brilliance inside of you again, and know all is well, all the time. And choose to be the instrument of peace, who you are, instantly transforming the world from inside of you, now under grace. I bless you and thank you. Namaste.